Happy to speak with John Scheil, the coach for Owatonna's adapted floor hockey team. And John, congratulations to you and the team. A state qualifier again.
Thanks, Roy.
Yeah, it's been a fairly regular thing. Owatonna's been to state many times in adapted floor hockey. And this season, it certainly seems like you guys got on a roll at the end of the season, picking up some wins late, including a playoff win. So what's kind of the story of the season?
Yeah, so we started off and we were a little slow. We lost our first five games. We had some players who were gone, and so we didn't really have a full team. And then we won our last two regular season games. Everyone was there. So we had some momentum going into the playoffs, and we won our first game against Mankato, and we went to the second round and won our next game against White Bear Lake to head to the tournament.
Wow. And the scoring certainly picked up once you have your entire lineup there. Scoring-wise, is it a player or two that shouldered most of the load, or was there some good distribution?
Well, we have Javel Higgs. He's our senior captain. He's our center. He's had a majority of our scoring, but when we played White Bear Lake, it was a great game. We had a lot of kids who stepped up and scored. Chloe Talley is another senior, who is very good at finding the net. This year she's played a lot of defense, which has been tough to score, but, against White Bear, she had some offensive opportunities and really took advantage.
When it comes to the defense, I know in that four-game winning streak you're on, it looks like five goals or less allowed a couple of times, which is a nice small number considering you're usually scoring in double digits. So what's been good on that side of the court for you guys?
Defensively, we've started putting the pieces together. At the start of the year, kind of our defensive pairs were kind of rocky and not working as the best teammates, and these last four games, we've really just kind of really broke down the fundamentals and have played smart defense to keep it out of our zone, which has prevented a lot of scoring.
What do you feel the team needs to do well, or what are some of the keys and such going to state at this point at Bloomington Jefferson Friday, Saturday?
I think defensively we need to keep it going. If our defense is there and can protect our goalie, we stand a really good chance at making a run. Our goalie, Alexis Talley, she has played unbelievable all year, the last four games in particular. She makes countless saves and has probably single-handedly helped us win a couple of the games with her working goal. So strong goal play, smart defense, and then we need Javel to step up and score some goals, and the quicker the better.
Now, was it difficult to kind of get things rolling this season, because there was no season at all last season for adapted floor hockey, is that correct?
Slightly. So okay. Last season we were able to have a practice season.
Okay.
So we had 12 practices over the course of January and February.
Okay.
But no games. And I think that is kind of one of the reasons that we did start the year slow, is we hadn't had games and we didn't know what game speed looked like or felt like. So being able to get some games under our belt definitely helped us.
And I know you've mentioned a couple of the names of seniors during the course of the conversation. Is it five seniors on the team total for the Huskies?
Yep, we have five seniors. So we have Javel Higgs, Corinn Keller, Chloe Talley, Jessica Parsons, and, oh man, I'm blanking on my last one.
Ryan Gander?
Ryan Gander.
There we go. That's all right. We got it. the unfortunate nature of schedulings, of course, has Friday night going head-to-head with the Owatonna boys basketball team playing their game in Rochester. But folks got to know, you guys are playing once and hopefully twice on Saturday at Jefferson, so a good chance to get up there on Saturday to cheer on the Huskies.
Definitely.
Yeah. How was, you did have the home game again at the high school. How was that received, both by the players and by the student body and fans, when you were able to play a regular season game at OHS?
The game at the high school was amazing. The student body turnout and the rest of the fans were amazing. The support that they showed us is huge. I think that energy that everyone brings helps elevate us and play at a higher level, although sometimes it gets a little distracting. But I was very pleased with the game at the high school.
All right. Well, John, a pleasure to talk to you. Good luck at State. Owatonna Adapted Floor Hockey back at State this weekend. I wish you the best.
Thanks, Roy. We look forward to seeing everybody in Bloomington 6:30 on Friday.